From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Let's go, as the kids say, to a Thursday podcast. Welcome to it.
Kids don't say that anymore. They don't even say it's giving, apparently. That is how out of touch we are. We don't even know what in touch is.
I know. The 21-year-old in our office makes me feel really old on a daily basis. Today, she wrote on the whiteboard in the kitchen that I dress like a boomer. I know. But you know what? Then I told one of our other colleagues who's older than me that, and he said, "What's a boomer?" And I said, "Well, I'm younger than you."
Good.
Because I know what a boomer is.
Good. That's right. You're not the most uncool in the building. I did say to Danny, our receptionist, she's the savage one that will just unleash hell when you turn up in the mornings.
Yeah.
She likes to make fun of everybody's outfits when they walk in. I did say to her, can you, for the first time ever, compliment Ellie when she comes in? So when you walk in, you're expecting to be roasted like you have every day for the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she goes, "Wow, like your outfit today." You'd then go, "Oh my God, really?" And she goes, "Nah."
Nah.
Did she do that?
No, not quite. She tried. She said she liked my shorts.
Yeah.
But then she roasted the rest of my outfit. So you know what? I'll take it.
She needs a segment on the show. She's a star in the making.
I'm used to being bullied. It's fine. I've been bullied my whole life. And then she's like, "Oh my God, I actually feel really bad."
Oh my God, I don't know what that feels like.
No, it's fun bullying. It's okay. It's not bullying when everyone's laughing but you. Okay, it's fun.
What? That's brutal.
Just kidding. Aww. It's all a bit of fun, Taz. I'm fine. I'm not scarred at all.
Felt bad anyway, for you for like 0.1 of a second.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Good at doing that. Turns out that's a little niche that I can untap. People feeling sorry for me for being bullied.
Pity is what it's
Pity,
called.
Yeah that's
it's not good.
I enjoy today's podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We've got a bit of a situation at the moment. We've actually got Piper from our digital team in the studio this afternoon. G'day, Piper.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Firstly, welcome back from your holiday because you've just been to Bali.
Yes, it was a great time.
Was it?
Yeah, very great, yes.
Well, that's what I've heard. I was just wandering past your office today and I heard a bit of goss coming from the office walls and I thought,
you love a bit of goss, don't you?
Hop in and see what's going on here. So you went to Bali for what, a week?
Yeah, 5 days for my birthday.
Okay, not even
Beautiful.
A week.
Good birthday.
You have brought home something quite interesting from your holiday. Can you tell everyone what you've brought back?
Yeah, look, I've done a fair bit of travelling in my lifetime. I've never really brought back any souvenirs with me, but this time I have found a Canadian.
Brought home a man.
In the wild.
I decided to bring a Canadian home. So, you know, I had to take him through customs and, you know, all of that.
Declare him. Do you have any food, dangerous goods or Canadians in... Oh, we've got... Actually, I do have a Canadian. You're right. Sorry. Yeah.
So how did this happen? You've met him while you've been in Bali.
Yeah, look, we just ran into each other at a club and we're both pretty drunk and he liked my accent. I liked his accent. We started talking. He's never been to Australia. Always wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't you come back with me and come check out Australia for a week?
So, like, did you sit next to each other on the plane?
On the way back?
Yeah.
So we got, I hadn't actually booked a seat yet when I booked my flight. So he's booked his flight. We both got our seats at the airport when we were checking in. So it just worked out really, really well. He's actually at my house right now.
Okay, Sunny Coast. 545-11919.
He's at your house. What if he's a murderer? Sorry to interrupt. What if he's a murderer?
I know my parents are like, "What are you doing right now?" But you know.
Everybody from Canada's lovely.
That's the thing. You it's know. Fine. It's
Would
fine.
You bring Americans back? The Canadians is fine. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Did the holiday fling last?
I have so many more questions for you, Piper, which, you know, we probably don't have time for on air. But, like, is he your boyfriend now?
Okay,
or is that too soon to tell?
No, too soon to tell. He's not a boyfriend yet, but I have a pretty good feeling.
Really?
Good feeling.
Is he moving here? Like, is that it for him? Is he done? Is he setting up camp
no,
at your house?
No, that's the thing. He has a company in Canada. So if it was anything, I'd have to go there. But only time will tell. We don't know.
Okay, hang on. Question.
It's been 5 days.
So where's he?
It's called being a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I lie. I'm here for it.
Have you kept him like in a cage at your place or have you given him a spare bedroom? Like what is he eating? Maple leaves, maple syrup?
We went grocery shopping yesterday. Got some groceries. Showed him Vegemite for the first time.
Great.
He's living. Nice. He's having a great time, yeah.
What's your plans with him while he's here?
He wants to come meet my family.
Oh my God!
So we might go do that for Mother's Day on Sunday. But
Mother's Day! It's your mum's day. You're gonna. Oh, here's a Canadian.
Yeah, he'll be lovely. She'll love a Canadian.
I love this so much. Okay, well, look, I mean, if he's listening now, all the best to the two of you. I can't wait. Can we come to the wedding? Can Tazzy and I, we can MC it if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
MCing's a lot of work. I'd rather just the free food and drink, if I'm honest.
545-919. Look, Piper will be listening for the next 20 minutes or so. Give us a call if you've had a holiday fling that has lasted and you've stayed together forever, because that's what Piper needs to hear right now.
Yep.
A lot of like, we're being a bit skeptical. Like, you've known him 5 days and he's at your house. This is crazy. But true love could have been born on the streets of Bali 5 days ago. So I want to know, has it happened to other people?
What's for dinner tonight? Are you going to cook like mousse or something? Like what's a Canadian dish?
Yeah, maybe I'll get him to make me a Canadian dish. Proper.
Yeah, great.
Poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine. Oh, yeah.
545-11919 Sunny Coast. Tell us about the holiday fling. And his name is Victor. He's called through. G'day, mate.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Victor. Have you had a holiday fling last?
Yeah, so I met my partner. She actually came to Australia on holidays.
Yeah.
Just came for holidays, started doing her holiday visa. We met a couple of months into her trip here. And then pretty much here we are almost 4 or 5 years later. We've got a baby, we're engaged, and she's now an Australian resident.
Oh, I love it, Victor. Love it. Where was she from, did you say?
So she's from Jersey.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Oh, how good. See, it can last. Piper, are you listening? It can last. That is amazing. Thank you, Victor. Cherie's in Caloundra West. Has this happened to you? Have you had a holiday fling last, Cherie?
I have. So when I was just shy of 22, I went to France with a friend to travel. Mm-hmm. And on the first day I arrived, I met a guy from France, obviously. And I ended up staying with him in France for a year. And then he moved back to Australia with me and has become an Australian citizen, and we've been together for 22 years.
Wow.
And have two together. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, your paths just happen to cross on the other side of the world, and that's the next. That's such a sliding doors moment. Where did you meet him?
So he was actually working at the hotel that I was staying at. So when I arrived, he checked us in. And then he took me and my friend out for drinks on the weekend.
Yeah, he did.
And then
A week later.
And then a week later, I travelled a bit and came back and we met up again and got together and stayed with him ever since.
I love it. Oh, that's such a cute story. That's a movie storyline.
Literally.
Yes. And if you knew our first kiss, which I won't go into because I know we're on the radio, but our first kiss and everything, it's very movie-like. It was really nice.
And I have the title. Yeah. Cherie in Paris.
Oh.
It writes itself. Hang on, Paramount's on the phone.
Look, I know we're on the radio, so, like, keep it as clean as you can, but can you describe the first kiss? I really want to know. Like, where you said it's movie-like.
French kiss.
Yeah.
So we were sitting in Mach on top of the famous Sacre Coeur Church, and we'd been talking all night and for about 8 hours walking around, and then we were sitting there as the sun came up and music was playing out of someone's apartment from a party, and we had our first kiss at the sunrise.
Oh, my goodness. I've got goosebumps. I've gotten really hot for a second. I don't know what's happening, Cherie, but I really like your story.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Cherie.
No worries.
Oh, I love that. All right. Well, Piper from Digital, if she's listening in her office right now, she needs to know that this can be the next 22 years of her life.
Well, her first kiss isn't going to be as romantic, though, at the top of, like, Point Cartwright or something. This is not going to play as well, is it?
I think their first kiss was a nightclub in Bali, so prompt's not the same thing.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's time to celebrate your mum. Thanks to Campbell and Bradley Flowers, premium quality flowers that don't cost the earth. On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Mother of All Bouquets.
This is your public service announcement. Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you have not organised anything for your mother...
Public service announcement.
You're a silly duffer. That's what I would
say. That's right. Officially. We'll get you a badge and everything that you can wear with honour. No, register your mum for Mother of All Bouquets right now, 919cfm.com.au. It is going to be a massive bouquet that you and I are going to be delivering tomorrow. But we do need to meet another...
Shortlister.
I was going to say meet another mum, but we want to keep it all a surprise. So I think we're going to talk to a daughter of a mum right now. We've got Mel on the line. G'day, Mel.
G'day.
Mel, what is going on in the background there? Is that a siren or a child?
No, a child. A very loud six-year-old.
So you're a mum yourself, but we're not here to talk about you, Mel. So sorry about that. You've nominated your mum.
I have.
And why is that?
Oh, look, she's amazing. She's a nurse by trade and, inverted commas, she's retired, but she never really is retired. she puts the rest of us to shame. So, no, she's still fostering children for IFYS. She's looking after my children so we can work full-time. Look, most of the activities that she does is always taking us to the Falcons or taking us out to the Lightning or, you know, all those local sporty stuff. Every year for the last probably, I'll say, 15 years, she's picked an organisation on the coast that she does adopt a family with, gets the list through and collects all buckets of food and clothes and gifts for the kids and everything else and, promotes that and does it all up and coordinates all that. So,
Mel.
And what else?
She sounds like an absolute superwoman. Yeah. You know, just helping everyone she comes into contact with,
a
even people she doesn't even know.
A mum of the whole community.
Yeah. Oh, Mel, well, thank you for nominating her and telling us a little bit about her. The decision will be made tomorrow, and Tassie, we have got such a difficult decision ahead of us.
So many registrations through our website as well. Don't stop now, Sunny Coast. 919cfm.com.au. Register your mum for Mother of All Bouquets. Campbell Bradley Flowers have said that the bouquet will be ready to be delivered tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. Are we wearing costumes? Did we decide whether we're wearing... Last time we wore musty curtains as togas.
Yeah. Maybe we just stick to CFM merch. Yeah,
all
let's
right,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's fair. We don't want...
It won't smell as much.
Yeah, that's fair. Mel, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about your mum.
Happy Mother's Day for all the mums out there.
Oh, good on you, Mel.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, last weekend, Tassie, the Sunshine Coast Lightning had a heartbreaking game at UniSC Arena.
They were literally
leading the entire game, sometimes by 8 or 9 points, and then in the last quarter it just got so intense, and in the last 3 seconds they lost the game to the Mavs. You could hear a pin drop in the stadium at the end of it.
You know what they say? That's netball.
That's netball. Exactly what they say, Tassie. You're so right.
We've had to get to the bottom of this and work out what's happening next weekend. Let's get the Lightning moving forward again. Mahalia Cassidy joins us. G'day.
Hey, crew. How are we today?
Look, I'm so glad we've got you on today, because what else happened in that fourth quarter on the weekend was the last minute and a half of the game, you went down and it looked like it was pretty painful. What have you done to your foot?
I know. I had a bit of a stinger on the ankle right at the end of the game, which was devastating, but it's healing pretty well. So it's looking all right. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Just a burner.
The fan club were speculating about what you'd done. A lot of people were saying, I reckon she's done her Achilles. It looked really painful. Da, 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 da. It's not
I
something.
Love these people that think they're doctors.
I know, right?
That's just classic, isn't it? Everybody thinks they're a doctor.
Well, to be fair, from where I was sitting, it did look very painful. But it's not an Achilles. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I can confirm. I had so many messages. Is it your ankle? Is it your Achilles? Was it your knee? Can confirm it is no Achilles or knee. So it's not too bad.
Okay. All right. Well, that. Is filled me with relief. So how long do you think you'll be out for? Or are you good enough to play this weekend?
I'm still a little bit unsure. So we'll play it by ear. It's kind of like a day-to-day process at the moment, but I'm hoping to play this weekend. If not, it'll be very soon.
If she's not available, if Mahalia is not available, are you, Ellie, to fill in?
No.
I think you've done your Achilles, haven't you? You've done both of them, I think.
Fair to say. I could fill in on the bench.
Okay.
I could keep provide some oranges, but then if anyone else goes down and I have to actually step up, I'm out.
One day we'll make it happen.
Now, Mahalia, you've got the Giants this weekend. They haven't won a game this season, is that right?
Yeah, we are very excited to be travelling down to Sydney tomorrow, that is. And, yeah, taking on the Giants. So they'll probably be out for a win, but so are we, and we're very excited to take them on. I feel like we usually match up against them pretty well, so we're excited.
I think the Giants are listening to this interview right now, trying to get some insight onto whether it was your Achilles or not, Mahalia. Maybe we've given them too much info already.
Nah, that's fine. They can know whatever they want. We'll be fine.
Cloud of mystery. Mahalia may or may not play.
Is there anything you can pinpoint that went wrong on the weekend? You know, the reason that you guys did end up taking the L?
Yeah, look, it was obviously a devastating loss and we reviewed it very hard. The good thing is we don't have to throw everything out and change our game plan. We were in control for so long on that game. So it's just kind of fine-tuning those little things. And if we can do those kind of little things a little bit better, we should be able to start winning. So we're still confident in what we can do and what we can put out there. And we know that some wins are just around the corner.
Absolutely.
Reviewing a game that's gone like that must not be fun, Mahalia.
Do you have popcorn? You know, like what snacks do you have when you're rewatching the game?
I guess the best part of it is like you play a team sport, so it's not like you're reviewing all by yourself. We're all in it together, so, okay. You know, it's not too bad.
True. Tassie, should we send them a little snack tray next time?
Yeah, I feel like it. Okay. Yeah, they need one of those Choc Tops.
Yeah.
Choc Top ice cream.
The popcorn.
Mahalia Cassidy from the Sunshine Coast Lightning, thank you so much for joining us. Go get them this weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And ice that ankle up nicely, please.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
And Giants, if you're listening, she may or may not play. Yeah. Okay, so prepare for both situations.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.